From the Financial Times in London, I'm Daniel Thomas, and this is FT News. In India, talk is not just cheap. For now, at least, and for many tens of millions of people, it's free. Jio, part of Reliance Industries, is literally giving away access to its new 4G network with the promise of free calls and data. There is a huge prize on offer. India is one of the biggest potential mobile markets, with plenty of opportunities to expand into banking and other services. Reliance, chaired by Mukesh Ambani, India's richest man, has already spent $25 billion on its network, and it will need to start charging for voice calls eventually. But the longer this discounting continues, the longer that Indians will get used to the cheap tariffs. With me to discuss the controversy is Kiran Stacey, FT correspondent in Delhi. Kiran, thanks for coming onto the call. Can you first of all give us a bit of background about Reliance Industries and the move into the mobile market?
Well, Reliance Industries, it's chaired by India's richest man, Mukesh Ambani. Not only is he India's richest man, he's also one of India's most connected men. He's very close to Narendra Modi and the BJP government over here. His company, Reliance Industries, was basically a petroleum products company. It had nothing to do with telecoms until September the 1st last year, at which point it announced a massive ramp up into this area. It said at the time it was going to spend $22 billion, which was half of its annual turnover, on making this huge play into the mobile market. Part of that was about diversification. We've obviously been through a huge oil slump and the company wanted to get away from just oil products. Part of it was seen as a direct challenge to his brother, Anil. The two brothers had fallen out years before and had been at each other's throats for a long time. And in the breakup of their family company, Anil had been the one to take over the telecommunications side. So this move by Mukesh into mobiles and mobile data was seen as a way of him trying to get back at his brother. If that's true of it, it was just a family feud. It's proved a very costly one for some of the more established operators out here.
So the eye-catching thing really has been this free offer. They've now done the best part of 6 months worth of free data and free calls for their mobile users. So how popular has it been? I hear tales of, you know, taxi drivers locked in their cabs downloading the latest Game of Thrones and that sort of thing.
It's very, very popular when it comes to data. So the data, a lot of that is free or it's very, very cheap. The voice calls are almost entirely free. The problem with the voice calls has been, and this is part of Jio's case at the moment, the problem with them has been that the voice calls get dropped all the time. And nobody's entirely sure why that is. Either Reliance Jio's network itself is not very good, or other companies are deliberately targeting it. That's the big dispute going on in the industry now. But yes, as far as data is concerned, people are absolutely loving this. Lots of people have Jio as a second phone or a second SIM card, simply so that they can go and download films or music or whatever, while actually using something else as their main phone number.
How have rivals reacted to this? I think Vodafone, for example, has written down the value of its business, hasn't it, over there, in reaction to this?
Yeah, it has. It's proved very costly for Vodafone and for others. Vodafone wrote down £4.3 billion back in November, saying that it simply wasn't going to make the returns that it expected, almost purely because of this issue where everybody's having to cut their prices so much. In fact, in the week that Jio launched, Bharti Airtel, which was India's biggest mobile operator by market share, they cut their headline data prices by 80% to try and compete. So it's triggered this price war across the sector. What everybody's trying to do now is just pile money in and hang on until somebody falls out and they can start grabbing market share and then raising prices again, which of course will be Jio's plan as well. It's just a case of who has the deepest pockets and who can keep this going the longest.
Does this kickstart the long-awaited consolidation of the market, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it should do. We keep saying it's going to, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm not entirely sure what the reason for that is, whether companies are determined to hang on or perhaps the bank lending isn't there. But there are lots of rumours of potential tie-ups and buyouts. But so far, the big three or four players are still there and they're still hanging on.
Is it Ambani's connections with the political elite that helps him, I don't know, secure an easier ride with the regulator? It seems to me that people are worried that the regulator isn't stepping in like it should be.
And that's a very cynical view you're taking there. It is certainly true that he has very high up political connections. I was in Gujarat at a business summit last week where the Prime Minister was speaking, and Mukesh Ambani was the first person to speak before the Prime Minister to introduce him. He had really tied into the top levels of the Indian government. That is one fact. Another fact is the telecoms regulator does seem to be making a lot of decisions that Jio would be naturally very happy about. One is allowing them to carry on with their free offers. So at first it was expected that they'd only be able to do it for 90 days. At the end of that 90-day period, which ran out on January the 1st, the company simply tweaked the offer and said it was a completely new one and carried on giving data and calls away for free. And the regulator has allowed that. Not only that, but the regulators also slapped an enormous fine, about $500 million altogether, on three of Jio's biggest competitors. The regulator said this was because there was evidence that those companies had deliberately been dropping Jio's calls. Those companies say that it's not their fault, and actually Jio hasn't got the physical infrastructure to cope with the number of people that it's signed up in the last few months.
Interesting. So it feels like there's going to be quite a few more months of this to play out. When do you think that the Indian telecoms market will see some sort of balance return to it?
I think it'll take several months. Let's see how much longer Jio keeps doing this for. Mukesh Ambani is a very rich man. He can keep putting money into the company if he wishes. And he's promised to do so. You know, we've already got precedent for them just tweaking the offer and continuing it. So I wouldn't be surprised at the end of March if they do the same again and go for another 3 months. That was certainly the message I was getting when I spoke to one of their senior executives last week, who was saying that they're not going to stop offering free products until the other companies stop ganging up on them. Now, whether the other companies are ganging up on them or not, it's likely that it will take a long time for normal service to be restored or normal service to begin, really, for voice calls on Jio, because either it'll take a long time for their competitors to stop this practice or it'll take a long time for Jio to build up its own network. So I see this going on for several months, and the only hope of any respite is if some of those other companies start merging.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Call, Kieran. It's a fascinating case study of disruption to such a large and potentially very lucrative market in Indian telecoms.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.